About to experience the Mega Power Hour featuring Michael John and J-Rock. You can reach Michael John at his Twitter page, and it is at Captain Hugs, and you can reach J-Rock at his Twitter page, and that is JamesJRock36. And please don't forget to visit our Twitter page at Mega_Hour, and listening to this podcast will enhance your knowledge of sports, sex, pro wrestling. Well, maybe it will enhance your knowledge of sex. I don't really know. And please do not forget to leave us a 5-star frog splash review. Enjoy the show.
What's going on, buddy? How you been?
Long time no pod.
I know, man. It's like we had to fit one in, whether this be a short one or not, but just to remind people that we still do this thing.
Yeah. So we tried to do one a week or so ago, maybe.
I forgot. Yeah.
And yep. It wouldn't record for some reason.
I know. It kept skipping out on us. And there was a part where we got a phone call, and it was from No Caller ID. And I don't know who it was, but he was on our show, and I was, you know, giving him the shit for, you know, why do you have no caller ID and all that stuff. And I had him totally, like, you know, confused what was going on, because I was like, you're on the Captain and J-Rock show, you know, stuff like that. I'm like, what are you selling? What are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm not selling anything. I was like, well, why are you calling this phone with no caller ID? And he wouldn't answer me.
Right. So I think I might know who that is, and I won't say the name, but he's a friend of ours.
Oh, so he was part of the show?
I'm not part of the show. I think he was kind of, you know, blitzed and wasted that night. So
okay. Yeah. Well, whoever who it was, like, listen, man, I'm not a weirdo. You can call from your regular number. You don't have to hide your number.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, that's what I used to do, like, physical personal training, and like for like super rich doctors, and I would go to their houses and their gym, and like, you know, lift weights with them basically. And like they would call me from their home, but they would call from a blocked number. It's like, dude, what the fuck? What do you think I'm gonna do? Like, call your house nonstop? You know, it's like I kind of felt like it was a little slap in the face to me, to be honest.
I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, I did. I can't believe that hasn't come up in the couple years we've been doing this.
Yeah, I know. It just sprouted up out of nowhere.
Yep. I used to do that for a while. It was a pretty good gig, too. Like they would, a couple doctors would pay me, like, for 150 hours up front. Like, which is like a huge, like, commitment, because if the guy, like, was driving me nuts, I'd still have to do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it'd be a nice fat check, but, you know, it was you know, he was probably about one of the guys was probably like a 5'2" little Indian guy, nice guy, but like, he really didn't have any interest in working out. He just kind of wanted to watch CNN and Anderson Cooper in his gym. And like, at first I was all like full bore about it, like, come on, man, come on, we gotta do this and whatever. And then it just got to be like, I don't care, you can pay me all this money and you can watch Anderson Cooper. I really don't care. So.
Right. It's their money to burn.
Yeah, right. You can call me from your block number. I don't give a shit. So, anyway, how's your week been?
It's hectic, bro.
Really?
Yeah, it's just constantly a hectic type of week.
Yeah.
And week in, week out. So, I do the best I can to relax. And sometimes it's just like, it's not doing a podcast.
Yeah. Sometimes the podcast for me is kind of escape from like a reality type thing, even though I've talked about serious shit on here before. Like sometimes it's a good like thing for me, but it's the opposite for you.
It's the opposite because I gotta kind of write the show a little bit. So yeah.
No, like you're not writing what I say.
I mean, you could go by the structure I sent you 2 weeks ago, but.
Yeah.
That's just how it goes. I don't think we're going to have anything to talk about.
No, I don't think so. So, last week, right? So, I've got this kid. He's a sixth grader. He's a big kid, too. He's not as tall as me, but, you know, I bet he's like 5'10", probably 185 pounds at least. He's a big kid. And he's like punched me before and stuff like that, but it's all been like provoked. And I mean provoked, like telling him like, no, you can't leave school. No, you can't do whatever. And then that pisses him off. And then he attacks me. Right. So,
yeah.
Right. So this time this kid just punched me in the face with not being attacked at all. Like I kind of always know where the kid is at. But he's never like attacked me without being provoked. So I was like looking at some of my papers, you know, standing up, and I could tell he was right next to me, but I really hadn't said anything to him, and I had no reason to believe that he was going to punch me. And I was looking down at my papers, and by God, he freaking punched me in the face, just out of nowhere, hard as shit too. I'm like, what the fuck? And so like. And I got like aides in there and everything, like teacher aides, and there's other students in there, and like I was pissed. Like obviously I wasn't going to punch the kid back because I would lose my job and that would be awful on my part because the kid has problems. But like so I like was grabbing him to try to like put him in, it's called a CPI hold. And you know, he's fighting me off, and we both trip over a desk, right? So we fall on the ground. And then he falls on top of me. And while, like, we're falling, like, as soon as I hit the ground, he starts punching me more. So, yeah.
He and, took like, you for a ground and pound, man.
Yeah, he got me. And, like, so I got up and I got him corralled and got him in a hold and everything like that. And I carry a walkie, and one of the teacher's aides was, like, trying to grab my walkie, and his hand was perfectly placed on my walkie, wouldn't let her get it. So I had to like situate his arms and everything like that. And then she grabbed it and she's like, hey, we need help with blah, blah, blah. Well, like no one would come like get him because I couldn't let the kid go. And well, at the same time, down in like the school office, there were parents physically fighting down in the office. So no one could come assist me with my situation. So like, the cops came and everything. They arrested a mom. Like it was complete freaking chaos. It was insane. And then like later on during the day, some kid who I've got a pretty decent relationship kind of just like slapped me like playfully on the back of the head. You know, like I said to him, it's like, hey, you remember what happened to the last kid that did that? And he like ran away like. Just because I got him corralled, you know, I got that big kid corralled and everything like that. So it was like, they thought I had hands after that.
I like hearing stories about you getting your ass kicked.
Well, it happens usually on a daily basis, you know.
Well, look, you need to go to class wearing like the sparring, you know, helmets that they wear in boxing.
Yeah, well, my kids have the sparring stuff. I should start wearing that.
Like the face gear?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Just keep your head on a swivel.
Right. I was telling you the last spot before I got cut off, like, you know, if I get a new student or at the beginning of school, like, they call me Mr. Michael, and I was like, I'll be like, hey, such and such, my name's Mr. Shut up, bitch. I don't give a fuck who you are. Like, that's like, you know, that's just like, okay. Like, that's just how it is.
So, oh, geez. That sounds like an amazing time.
Right. I mean, and like, I'm in like the special ed department too, you know, and like, I was outside for recess and these two kids just started fucking pummeling each other. And one of the other teachers grabbed the other kid, and I grabbed another kid, and he said his name, and I was like, what's your last name? And he's like, I'm not gonna fucking tell you anything. I'm like, God. I was like, I was just thinking back, like, if I were to say this to a teacher when I was in sixth grade, like, I'd be suspended, expelled, like, everything. And this just, they don't even go home. They get a talking to by the principal, and then they're sent back to class, and then that is it.
Yeah. It is, so, when you punch in to go to work, do you hear this right here?
Yeah. Yeah, basically. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
In this corner, we have Captain Hugs.
Yeah.
And fight.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. Yeah.
Game over.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like, a teacher asked me today, and it was like 10 o'clock, like, how's your day going? I was like, well, I haven't been punched or kicked yet, so I'm doing okay, so... And they all laugh. I'm like, ha, 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 ha. So funny.
So, bartending's looking a lot better, right?
Right. Hey, as like I said many times on the show, bartending is the easiest job I could ever get. I'd get paid to watch sports and make drinks for people and shoot the shit. That's all it is. It's fine. I do get tired near the end of, like, the, you know, I'm getting... Like, these people are having fun and they're drinking, and it's getting time for me close to go home. I'm just like, ugh.
Last call.
Yeah, like, I'm kind of done with this now.
Last call.
Last call, right.
So, I haven't been beat up, but I kind of feel your pain a little bit.
Yeah, why is that?
I mean, because, I mean, like, I don't get physically beat up by people, but I, you know, I feel like I could just get beat up during the week.
Right.
And so, just, yeah.
Well, you guys have a hard time keeping people, right?
Please charge. Yeah, I think that's a lot of places around here.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So I came home from work Friday and I took a nap. It was a pretty epic nap.
Yeah.
And I woke up and I was like refreshed. I ordered DoorDash. I ordered the Mr. Beast burger. It's on DoorDash.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you ever heard of. Have you ever heard of Mr. Beast burger?
Is it the YouTube guy?
It's the YouTube guy, but he
oh has, yeah, my kids watch him all the time.
Yeah, he has a burger. He rents these ghost kitchens, and like, you know, he sends them his food, and whoever places order on DoorDash or whatever, they'll make it and they'll deliver it, right? So I'm intrigued because I like a good burger.
Yeah.
I love a good burger. So I placed the order, right?
Right.
I got the Mr. Beast Burger combo. All right. This it's a Beast Burger. It's the it's two patties, it's like bacon and like mustard, mayo, ketchup or whatever, right?
Right.
So I added bacon for another dollar, and then the combo came with the drink. Uh-huh. And just keep this in mind, okay? So I asked my woman, I'm like, well, what do you want? And she's like, oh, they have a patty melt. And I'm like, all right. So like I clicked on the patty melt and placed the order, right?
Yeah.
So I said maybe 22 minutes rolls by, or whatever, 23 minutes, and my food's at the door.
Right.
They hand it to me. And I'm like, this is kind of light for two burgers. You know, you could tell the weight, you know?
Yeah.
And I bring it into the kitchen. And they're in like these boxes. They're like real colorful and stuff. It grabs your attention. That's the reason why I want to try this stuff. And, you know,
Right.
Yep. So I open up, you know, my burger, and man, it looks good. I can't complain.
Yeah.
And she, I was like, I took her box. I'm like, this feels really light. It don't feel like a burger. And I opened it, and it was
a. Oh, geez. Yeah, I saw the picture of it.
Yeah, they do have a grilled cheese sandwich on the menu, but I didn't click on that. I clicked on the like deluxe patty melt, you know?
Right.
And so
right.
She's like super bummed, you know?
Right.
And so you can't call anybody on DoorDash, you know? You got to like list a complaint.
Right.
So they gave me $2 back on my order.
$2.
$2. But my burger combo, well, they forgot. They forgot my bacon. And then they forgot my drink. But like the actual burger, it was really good. It was really good.
Well, that's good. So I've never done, when I had my restaurant, I did, I think it was Uber Eats that I had a little iPad for, and they would order and stuff like that. It was actually pretty cool. It worked out pretty well for me, but like, but I've never actually ordered Uber Eats myself. So like, I've heard a lot of people say like they'll click order and everything like that. And then once they get past the fees and everything, they see how much like a hamburger will cost from McDonald's, they kind of back out of it. So was it super expensive for you to get this burger delivered to you?
I think it was, sometimes they got free deliveries on certain things, like during certain times and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So, that's what I did. And, you know, it was still kind of pricey. It was like $28
for two meals.
But I didn't get the one meal. And like my burger was like so good, I had to calm down because I was so excited and like in front of her, like I'm enjoying my meal so much, and you know she got kind of gypped off.
Right.
You know, kind of a shitty thing to do, but I tweeted something about that, and someone responded that. To download their actual app, and you'll get refunds and replace items and all that stuff. So, I mean, I'll probably do that next time, honestly.
I wonder how DoorDash decided on a $2 refund.
I don't know. I was like, I don't know. It said, what are you missing? I'm like, I'm missing two patties and onions. That's how you make a patty melt.
Yeah.
And they're just like, well, and I didn't put... They forgot my extra bacon and my soda. I completely forgot about that because I was so flabbergasted. How do you leave out two patties in a patty melt?
Right. Someone was high making your food.
Well, but they have different ghost kitchens. So like it has an address on Google, like where, you know, if one's near you.
Yeah.
And so I just Googled the address and it was like this local like franchise around here. That's actually pretty good. So I'm like, well, it'll be good. They can't mess this up, you know, but yeah. They did. They messed it up.
Yeah. That Mr. Beast, man, he drives me nuts. Like, I don't know if you ever have you ever watched any of his YouTube videos?
A couple.
Yeah, just like all the money that is just thrown around is just crazy to me.
Yeah. Well, someone told me he lives in Charlotte. I don't know if that's true or not.
Where does he get all his money from?
And then, he has an actual Mr. Beast Burger like building, and I heard it's in Charlotte somewhere. I'm not sure, but they had a grand opening. I saw a little bit of videos, and like everyone going through the drive-thru, he gave them free stuff like money or PlayStation 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just crazy stuff like that. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, I remember my kids. Like I said, my kids watch them. They went to a grocery store and bought everything. Like they went around shop and people that were shopping there, they're like, fill up your cart, we'll buy it. And just they literally, I think it was a Save-A-Lot. Do you guys have Save-A-Lots down there?
Not here, no.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure it was a Save-A-Lot grocery store or something like that. And they just emptied the shelves. It was crazy. I don't remember how much the bill was, but you know, you can imagine it was ridiculous.
Yep.
Yeah. So, we don't have Raul on today because we kind of just threw the show together real quick today, and I didn't want to, I don't know, I didn't want to bug him just on a last second thing. But,
sorry, Raul. He's pretty worked up about
it. Oh, I know. So hopefully we can get back on schedule and have him back on next show. Want to talk a little NFL before we get into wrestling? And
well, let me tell you about the start. I had an accident in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
So you probably saw this because, you know, I send you videos and stuff, whatever, on Snapchat. But my woman had purchased a basketball goal you hang on a door.
Yeah.
And so I did it in the kitchen. I hooked one up in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So I've been playing kitchen basketball. And it's kind of a workout. Honestly, I get my cardio in that way.
Get your basketball kitchen cardio. All right,
yeah,
good.
Yeah. So Sunday, I was going to, you know, shoot around, you know, in the kitchen. And forgot I left the dishwasher door down, right?
Oh, no.
You know, you put the door down, you grab a knife or a fork, and you just leave it down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Looking back.
Yeah.
And so, I'm dribbling backwards, and, I fall over the damn door. My head hits the back of the oven.
Oh, no.
And, I'm trying to, I'm trying to, break my fall with, my left hand.
Right.
I kind of did. It could have been way worse. I came out of there kind of unscathed. But I'm thinking, someone my age does that. They're tearing their ACL.
Right, breaking a hip, something
they're
like that.
Breaking a hip, they're breaking something. You know, my arm's kind of sore. But other than that, God, I got lucky. I dodged a bullet. My chick's on the couch and she's like, what's going on? I'm like, I tripped over to a dishwasher door. I was going to do a step back fadeaway. Yeah, I tripped over it. It's 230 plus pounds just going down on the floor.
From a fadeaway kitchen basketball.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry that happened. Too bad it wasn't on some kind of candid camera or one of your security cameras or something like that.
Someone probably has a video recorded somewhere.
Yeah, probably.
I just don't know about it. I just I swear, I was very lucky. I could just see me calling into work. I can't come into work. I tore my ACL playing kitchen basketball.
And your boss is like, did you say kitchen basketball?
No, they would know because they see videos of it too.
Oh, they do. Okay. That's pretty funny. Anyway, so
we're gonna talk about football now.
Yeah, well, you know what? We were gonna talk about this last show. That you know, I had kind of a tweet that kind of didn't that rubbed people the wrong way. You remember that tweet? You remember that?
I mean, do you want to talk about that?
Well, I mean, I brought it up. I'm not gonna talk about it too long, and I just want to say it was all done. And just me being humorous. So the tweet was, women, you can have small boobs, that's fine, but you must never have a flat ass, never. And that's just me. That was just me being silly and funny. And obviously it rubbed people the wrong way. So I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, you kind of have the reputation of being a Twitter dickhead. So
I have the reputation of not giving a fuck.
Kind of being a Twitter dickhead. So
no, I'm not being a Twitter dickhead. I just, you know, I was like, every man has their preferences on how they like their women, and I'm not saying that women with flat asses are ugly. I'm not saying anything like that. Everybody's beautiful in their own right. It's just, you know, so it's just what I like, you know. And then some women got all in their feelings. I got called names. You know, they're like, I'm sure your daughter would enjoy this. God. You know, stuff like that.
What a pathetic loser.
Right.
But look, I mean, in the 80s, there was a lot of flat bums going on. So, I mean, they kind of evolved. Right.
Right.
So your favorite movie star back in the 80s, she wasn't stacked. You know what I mean? She was just attractive. She just had a pretty face.
I think men's...
Nice hair, nice eyes.
Yeah. I think men's, like our taste has evolved.
Right.
From the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like, I like thick girls, I'm not gonna lie. So I like
right.
thick women. I like thick women. And there's you know, some shows out there that I've been watching that I'm not being forced to watch, but it's kind of her idea and I like it. Those girls are thick, they're really attractive. I mean, it's whatever.
Isn't it interesting that I think that are like what we like about the women, what we consider like, you know, super hot is different than what it was 20 years ago. How does that happen?
I mean, I'm not going to go on Twitter and be like, women, you must have this for me. You must please me first and foremost.
Well, right. But I mean, like, God. I was meaning it anyway. I don't know. But you know, it's kind of like, you know, I don't know.
Just don't keep digging that hole is all I'm saying.
I know. Anyway, I'm sorry if I made anybody upset about it. I didn't mean it in a mean way. I never mean anything in a mean way unless you piss me off in like a tweet from a Packer fan that is degrading me. Then you're dead to me, and then I will go full bore on you and make you delete your account because you're a little whiny little baby. So, anyway. So, well, enough about, should I keep talking about that? I mean, because it's like some people said, like, well, women can't help their flat asses.
I mean, so they can't, you know, just like, you know.
But it's more helpable than a guy that is not well endowed.
Let's skip over all this. You made your point. It's a Tuesday night. I don't want to talk about this all over again.
Well, no one knows we talked about it.
Yeah, well, me and you know. That's all that matters.
Okay. So, okay, my Twitter conscience is free and clear now. Thanks for letting me do that, J-Rob.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. So our beloved Chicago Bears are 1-1. We got our ass kicked against Los Angeles. I wasn't really surprised about that, were you?
Oh, well, we got to talk about some football, though. All right, touchdowns.
Touchdown, yeah. That sounded like Wayne Larrabee used to be the voice of the Chicago Bears, and then now he's the voice of the Green Bay Packers.
It might have been. I don't know. It's just like, you know, it's the sound effects app, so.
Yeah.
Surprised about the L.A. game, but the coverages on defense, that was very worried. You know, that was something to worry about.
Oh, man. It was just like they didn't care. It was like, I don't know. It was like, Eddie Jackson, like, he's making bajillions of dollars, and I was like, what the hell are you doing? And then, like, I don't get, as a pro player, if a receiver falls down and he's not touched, how do you not know to touch him, you know?
But there was two of them. There's two guys I forgot to touch.
Yeah, I don't remember who the other guy was, but that makes it even worse. There was two pros.
It was both safeties that forgot to touch.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, Stafford on the Rams, they're pretty tough.
Yeah.
You know, they're pretty tough. Him and Cooper Kupp, they got a good chemistry going on.
I mean, yeah, especially when you leave them wide open by, like, no, with nobody within 20 yards of them.
Yeah. Well, that's our fault, you know. Yeah. The offense was, I said it was Matt Nagy invented the dink and dink. There's no dunk to it because who needs dunks? There was a lot of dinks going on. So, yep. David Montgomery is a beast. They need to give that kid the ball more and more.
Yeah. Hold on just one second.
What the hell is that?
My dog. Hold on.
Is that your dog about to vomit?
Are you okay? Are you okay, buddy? Hold on just one second.
I have a dog too, and she's whining right outside the door.
I don't know. He acted like he was like choking on something, but now he's. It seems like he's okay now. I don't know. Need some water. Sorry about this, folks. This is real life stuff that happens, which is why we haven't been able to get a podcast in, because real life stuff happens.
It's the kiss of death. Your dog's like going to, you know, go to the emergency room and stuff, and we gotta shut down the show.
Yeah, right. I think he's okay now. Just one second. You might have to cut this out here, right? Hey.
No, why?
He's like hacking or something. Can you keep an eye on him, please? Thanks. Okay. All right. I didn't know if he was like fighting with some with if he was fighting with like a cat or what the heck was going on.
Oh, I was taking my dog out the other day. Like, I got my neighbor, you know, has a dog. Like, I live in a town home, so I have neighbors next to me, and we kind of share the backyard. But they know my dog is a big breed.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't get along with other dogs, but. This dog like just came out the house like off the chain and stuff and was like trying to bark at my dog. My dog doesn't play that. No matter how big or how small the dog is.
Yeah.
Like if you're coming at me barking, she sees the dog coming at me barking.
Oh, jeez.
So like she's going to protect me, you know?
Right.
She thinks she's protecting me.
So she doesn't play well with others.
I had to drag her back in because, you know, I don't want her hurting. Some small dog.
Yeah.
And like honestly, I don't think she really would if she got off. She's just like a barker, but I don't know. She bit my brother's dog one time years ago and the dog was like bleeding, so I don't know. I don't want to chance it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, because then you could get sued and they'd make you put your dog down and
no, for another dog? No, they wouldn't put your dog down for another dog.
Oh, but they did that to my neighbor's dog. They freaking his neighbor's dog when I had a big house and stuff like that, you know.
I mean, if they killed the other dog, I like maybe.
Yeah, they killed the other dog.
Yeah. I've never heard that. That's the first I've heard of that. Yeah, if it bites a kid, they put it down. I've heard that.
Yeah. So anyway, okay, back to football. But what made Sunday night's loss a little more bearable was that everybody in the NFC North lost as well.
Yep.
So Packers got their butts kicked, which was awesome to see. The Lions look like they have a decent offense until Jared Goff turns into Jared Goff, and we saw that last night. The Vikings.
I didn't watch any of it, honestly.
Oh, didn't you?
No.
They scored like on the first three or four possessions. Not all of them were touchdowns, but it was field goals and touchdowns. And then they just couldn't do anything after that. I don't know why, but he was throwing picks and forcing stuff, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Did they get draft picks in return for Matt Stafford? Do you know?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did. They got a couple first.
Did they? Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I don't know.
They're going to have the chance to draft like a pretty good quarterback out of the draft.
Yeah.
But depends on if they hit on it or not.
Yep. And then, you know, Tom Brady, I think he's thrown 5 touchdown passes already. Just the guy's just amazing beyond words. I don't know if there's any, like, Buffalo got beat. The very first game, and then they.
Josh Allen's having a down year thus far.
Who is?
Josh Allen.
I thought he had a bounce back game, or didn't he?
No, I mean, they scored a lot of points, but I mean, like they want all his touchdowns. You know what I mean? It was like some special teams and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's not really playing like he did last year. He might turn around. I mean, he'll turn around, but
yeah,
it's surprising to see. And then, you know, like every rookie quarterback is struggling when they're playing.
Yeah. I mean, we can talk about Justin Fields' play. Like
Zach Wilson and Trevor Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Fields had an interception.
Mm-hmm. It was a bad one, too. Not like he was throwing it up and then throwing it deep and just like the corner beat the wide receiver for it. It was just a bad throw.
And he took a strip sack too, right? I didn't watch the game. It was the first time in years I couldn't watch a game. So,
damn.
I tried. I just couldn't. I couldn't get around to it.
You couldn't get a streaming service?
I find a way to watch it. Yeah. Basically. But
I saw a bunch of people posting like streams for it.
I didn't see no one posting streams for it.
Huh.
That sucks. But no one, like, I know Justin Fields had a bad pick, but they're not giving it the Mitch treatment, you know?
What does that mean?
That means like the replays, people retweeting the videos of the pick. All this stuff, it's just, I don't know. They didn't do it to Nick Foles either.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're comparing apples to oranges here, because
I'm just saying they didn't do it to Nick Foles, and they didn't do it to Fields, and they did the strip sack to Fields. I want Fields to be great, but it's not the same treatment.
Well, I mean, Mitch had 4 years,
and I think they were doing it his second year in the league, bro. It was just pro football.
His second year in the league, he was pretty good the second year.
The pro football focus, just the fans, just everyone, they were doing that stuff. They were beating that dead horse into the ground.
I thought Mitch was our guy that 2019 season.
We're the only fan base that does this. I don't see Panthers fans doing this when, you know, Darnold is making a bad pass.
We care more.
I don't know. I think we're just a bunch of I don't know. We can't be happy.
Yeah, well, I mean, Fields' day would have looked a lot better if his number one and number two wide receivers would have caught, you know, easy catchable balls. You know,
but you know what? We said the same thing about Mitch and Jay Cutler too. That's just all I'm saying.
Yeah, I know, but Fields hasn't played a full entire game yet in the NFL.
I mean, we'll see.
I can't
rely on Matt Nagy to make this kid the best he could be.
Yeah, I know. It's a weird thing. I can't really either. I don't know.
I can't do it right now. I mean, we'll see as the season goes on, but I just think Nagy, if he gets his hands on him, he's just going to make them worse.
Yeah, Matt Nagy is frustrating. But you know what? Andy Dalton played pretty good when he was in.
Right.
He was hitting passes, and he was running for first downs, you know? It's like,
he was like extra amped because that was like his former team, though?
You know what? That's what the thing is. Like, a lot of players, you're right, a lot of players do like go to another level when they're playing their former team.
That might have been the case.
It could have been. I mean, I hope
defense was playing great. Defense was playing great, and then they had the interception, right?
Yeah, Khalil Mack had a sack. I think Robert Quinn had a sack and a half or something like that.
Robert Quinn's got two sacks on the year.
He had a really boneheaded play. They were going to get the Bengals off the field. I'm sure you see the highlight of this. And
it was more Burrow acting than anything.
Yeah, it was like some soccer shit, you know, like fake. You know,
it was funny because Oscar sent me an IM, right? And he's like, get this piece of shit off my team. And I'm just, it's like, what was it? 20 to 10 or something? Or 20 to 3?
20 to 3, probably. Yeah.
It was 20 to 3. I'm like, bro, it's 20 to 3. Chill out, man. He's got a sack, you know?
Yeah.
He's got two sacks on the year, and it's two games, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, you just want to be a Debbie Downer. Like, talk shit about the offense, man. Leave the defense alone for this game.
Yeah, the defense did their job, that's for sure. Khalil Mack actually showed up. You know.
And then the first game, this was funny because everyone was like fire sale. Like they wanted to trade Mack and they wanted to trade just everyone under the sun and rebuild again.
Yeah. I know.
It's a lot of like, just you got to step back from the ledge a little bit. It's just one game.
Here's the thing: is like, I'm such an emotional tweeter during the Bears games. Like, I like half the shit. Like, when the game's over, I don't really mean. It's just what I'm feeling at that time. You know, like if Tom Brady would be was our quarterback winning a Super Bowl, and this was like game five, and you know, we're playing the Lions, and he throws a pick, like, God fucking damn it, Tom Brady. You know, like, just like, it's just like an emotional in the moment thing.
Yeah. Okay, so you're emotional. We get it.
Okay. All right. She was just calling to tell me that he was okay.
Okay, the dog is okay, and I'm not going to edit this part out. All right,
great. You're not going to edit it out?
No, the dog's fine, so we get a happy ending.
Yeah, right.
All right, there you go.
We do, yeah.
Plus, I'm too lazy to edit it right now, so it is what it is.
Right. Okay, so the Bears are 1-1. The Packers are 1-1. The Vikings, they cannot get a field goal kicker to save their lives, so they are 0-2. The Lions are the Lions, so they're 0-2.
If Fields progresses, you know, the team will be fun to watch. Like I said, him and David Montgomery would be they're a pretty good combination. But you got to get, you know, A-Rob involved more, and Mooney's got to catch. Cole Kmet only got one target.
I mean, yeah, our tight ends were non-existent.
I picked him up for a fantasy waiver, and I started him because my tight ends are crap. I didn't get nothing out of it.
You started Kmet?
I started Kmet because the last tight end I started last week got me 4 points.
Oh.
Yeah. I was leading the whole time, and then Derrick Henry just crapped all over that.
He did nothing?
The guy I was going against had Derrick Henry. He had a monster game. He had close to 50 points.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Yeah. And then he had Rodgers, and Rodgers just capped it off and beat me. I was the third highest scorer, and I still lost.
Oh.
Lots of pain. But anyway, Oscar's 0-2 also, so he can't talk crap to me.
Wait, you're in a fantasy league with Oscar?
Oscar got in the fantasy league because him and my buddy that trolls me all the time, them two are trolls of me. So he had to join in also because he can't be left out. So
I see.
I was talking about, the one game overreactions and stuff. They were doing the same shit with UNC, right? Because they lost to Vitek.
And yeah.
They just kept going. I'm just it's a one game. I'm not off the ledge. It's not going to happen. They suck. And it's not, just, it's one game. I'm not going to change my mindset.
Right.
And then looking at the schedule now, they could run through that whole schedule if they get their, you know, their crap together, which is it's possible.
Well, I mean, our buddy there, he's giving you crap about UNC, but the University of Illinois can't beat themselves out of a wet paper bag.
Well, he doesn't talk about their football program.
Oh, of course not. Of course not.
Because, you know, I'm on my page on Facebook, and I'm sharing my stuff about what I like, and they got a problem with it. So, you're bragging boast too much. I'm like, no, I'm a hopeful fan. Forgive me for being a fan.
Right.
Yeah. Excuse me, Mr. Facebook police.
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me for having enthusiasm.
Wow.
And I did not say they're going to be they were going to be a national championship team. I said they were on the cusp of being one of the top schools in the nation, which is still true. They're on the cusp, but they're not there, but they're almost.
Okay. UNC, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, that could change.
Yeah.
Change next year. Who knows? But
right.
I still stand by that. But I never said they're going to win the whole thing. So that's what they try to act like.
All right. So
internet trolls will twist your words.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We do that. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a troll, but yeah.
No, you're totally a troll.
Only the people that piss me off.
Yes, everybody.
No, not everybody. I love I love Georgia. She's really nice to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, somebody kind of ripped her off, and that was a shitty thing to do.
I don't know. I didn't see what happened, but out of the goodness of her heart, she's trying to raise money for her school to have books, and people out of the goodness of their heart were donating to her to buy her class books, but then someone copied and pasted, or they put up their own PayPal account and then
put her put it in the thread. They put it in the thread.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's pretty low scumbag thing to do.
I mean, for one thing, if you don't like her as a person, but you're screwing little kids out of like books. Like, why would you do that?
Bummer.
Yeah, major bummer. That person should, you know, I want to say burn in hell. It might be too strong, but they should burn in hell.
Burn in hell.
Yeah, bitches.
Joy Stiller.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know if she got all that straightened out or not, but.
Well, let's hope so.
I hope she did. Anyway, so. So we got that. We got football taken care of. Hey, did you watch Dark Side of the Ring?
Oh, the plane ride heard around the world now.
The plane ride from hell. What were your thoughts on it?
Well, we're at the 44-minute mark, so.
Oh, so we need to take a commercial break.
We got to take a break and we'll come back to that.
Okay.
Hey, yo, Paisan, it's a new pizza place in town. I'm here to tell you all about it, okay? It's called Goodfellas Pizzeria. It's former mob bosses that went on straight and narrow, and they got nothing else to do. So they want to make pies for you and your families. But don't come in here and give us no, because we'll give you a right back at you, okay? Don't come in here and give us no mother attitude, okay? You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. You don't want to come in and give us no mother attitude, okay? And don't come in here ordering pineapple on a mother pie, okay? My mother didn't come from the god old country to have some pencil neck geek order pineapple on a mother pie. Don't go on the internet giving us bad reviews either. We will find you and we will break your mother head, okay? We will take you in the alley and break your mother head. All right. Enjoy the pies there. Goodfellas. You.
Summer's here, so that means it's time for beach trips, grilling out, and fun in the sun, all while enjoying a cold, crisp Huggins Hard Seltzer. Huggins Hard Seltzer has 0 calories, which means that you can be a dick to people and not gain weight. 0 carbs and 0 taste, but a revoked man carb. So try one today, Huggins Hard Seltzer. You moan when you drink it.
Do you ever often wonder how come there's not enough videos of people eating corn seductively and erotically? But look no further. I had the place just for you. Cornhub.com. Yes, Cornhub.com. View our hundreds of videos of people eating corn front ways, sideways, from the back, front and back. And also view through our categories such as hardcore corn, softcore corn, girl-on-girl corn, stepmom corn, and Asian corn. What are you waiting for? Hurry now. It's getting corny up in here.
When you're feeling hungry, you don't want to mess around with a quarter-pound meat sandwich. Instead, eat the new half-pound roast beef sandwiches. 8 ounces of thinly sliced, tender roast beef. And if you really want a quarter-pound of beef, that's cool. Just eat half of one of these. Arby's, we have the meat.
The Shizzo. Before we had to go to commercial break, we started talking about the plane ride from hell, the Dark Side of the Ring documentary. J-Rock, what were your thoughts on the dark on the plane ride from hell?
So my thoughts are there's a time and a place to do the helicopter, and it's not inside of an airplane.
No, it's not.
It's not. I've said it before on this show previously. It was never meet your wrestling heroes.
Yeah.
Because most of them are like the old school ones. Most of them are just, I don't know. So, you know, they're not choir boys.
No.
They're not even close. Like, most of them are scumbags. Like, we've known this. It's been documented for...
It's like her favorite wrestlers from the 80s specifically were roided out, pill popper, alcoholics, you know, womanizers.
But, yeah, well, frat boy, you know, by 100.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody... There was no guidelines. There's no guidelines on how, like, to act like... a professional outside of the ring, you know?
Right.
It seems like they were all liquored up, right? Three carts of liquor or some crap like that.
Yep.
And then there's Tommy Dreamer, like, defending everything that went on in the plane, right?
Yeah, I don't know what he was, like... And then he was comparing what Ric Flair did and people being offended by it to his ponytail. And I'm not gonna lie to you, his hair is atrocious.
Right, but like,
it's not the same thing, Tommy.
it's not going to scar somebody for life.
And right.
Affect their marriage and their, in their life in general.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like, I'm sure Flair had just probably women at his disposal that were okay with it.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what's going through Rick's mind. Like, hey, you know, I've slept with, you know, probably thousands of women.
But this is his go-to. This is his go-to, like, party trick out, like, in public.
Yeah, can you imagine?
From like what I heard. That? Like, who's your idol? Like, Jay Cutler, right? Basically.
Well, I mean, sure.
It's like one of your, okay. Say, like, you met Jay Cutler and you guys became friends, and Jay's like, hey, go to this party with me or this bar. And you're like, hell yeah, I'm going to go with you, you know? And mm-hmm. then you're hanging out with him, and he starts doing the helicopter, just pulling his stuff out.
Right.
And like, and then he calls you the next day, hey, let's go to this other party. Are you going to still go to the other party with Jay Cutler, even though he's doing the helicopter in front of everybody in public?
Hell no.
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 Grow up.
Right. And then, like, so you got that going on, and then you got Mr. Perfect, like, cream faced with Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, shave. He put shaving cream on his head.
Yeah, and then Brock Lesnar attacked him on the plane, and didn't they hit the emergency door or something? Like, something got thrown against the emergency door.
Yeah, that's playing with fire right there. I know they said something about that door wouldn't have came open or something.
No, there's so much pressure up there, it's impossible, but damn.
Yeah, and then X-Pac cutting off the ponytail of Michael Haynes.
See, that's just, like, Flair's thing is a total different thing, but him, like, playing a rib on Michael Hayes by cutting his hair, that's just mean. That's not even funny. That is mean as shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
let's say you were sleeping at a party, you fell asleep, and somebody took like a razor down the middle of your hair, and they, oh my god, that's so funny. You're fucked.
Yeah.
You got to shave your head.
I guess
then.
They really didn't like each other that much either. I don't think.
Yeah, obviously not.
Then Scott Hall is like totally, you know, S faced, and he's inebriated, and he's saying all this, you know, aggressive stuff to the same stewardess, right? Same
flight. No, that poor lady. Jeez.
But, you know, during her segments, she was still, she kind of had that awkwardness about talking about it.
Right.
You know, like, she really didn't want to talk about it, like, honestly. But,
mm-hmm.
but you know, she was. Yeah, I mean, we've heard about the plane ride from hell. We've heard about it. We didn't know all that stuff went on.
Right.
And Flair denies, he's denying it or something. I mean, he was so drunk, how can you remember, you know? But, like, who knows? Like, just do the helicopter in your bedroom in front of your wife, you know? That's it, you know?
He must be hung like a horse. I mean, deuce. But you know what? It's like, and so all this shit's going on, and, like, Vince McMahon is just, like, not my problem.
He wasn't, you know, on the plane, though.
He wasn't?
No. No.
Oh, okay. That's
I've heard different. Two different stories. I heard he was and I heard he wasn't. Some people say he wasn't. Some people say that Vince just got JR to ride on that plane to straighten them out or make sure they wouldn't get out of line.
Uh-huh.
And it's JR with like 30 wrestlers in a plane that are like all liquored up.
Yeah.
Just bad and idea, like, all the way around.
And then two guys were fired from it, and that was...
Yeah, Red Bell, like, they didn't do anything to Ric Flair. Did nothing.
No. Perfect and somebody else. Oh, Scott Hall.
And then Rob Van Dam is basically like saying, yeah, this, like, Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty used to, like, always H-bomb. They call them H-bombs. Drug up women with their drink.
That wasn't Rob Van Dam.
Well, who was it?
I saw that interview where they were saying it, and the guy was kind of laughing about it like it was...
Oh, that was the referee?
Was it the referee?
I think it was the referee. But Rob Van Dam kind of confirmed it, that's some of that stuff he heard.
Well, I mean, about it. I as much as I'd like to say, oh my God, that's not true, but, it probably is. Just from the stories we hear from those wrestlers and how Marty Jannetty is now, you know, like, I know Shawn Michaels has changed and everything like that, but that's still an excuse for what, if that's what he did.
Right.
You know, another thing is, like, those dudes could get women without having to drug them. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't see them. I don't see.
If everyday Joe Schmo, like, freaking I can get chicks, then Marty Jannetty and Shawn Michaels can get chicks without drugging them. I don't drug women.
I don't want to hook up with a girl that's been drugged out and, like, you know, passed out. That's not...
No. God,
that,
no.
That's not... I don't know. If that gets your motor going, you need to go to therapy and seek some counseling or something.
Yeah, you want to have sex with a woman that is passed out? I mean, the fun of it is when the other person, I mean, yeah, is involved in it and is, like, into it. Like, you're like, how?
Yeah, I don't know. It's
messed up, man.
It's pretty disturbing.
Yeah, it is.
And
God, it's driving me nuts. I can't think of who that was that I saw in the interview that talked about that. Ugh. I'll think of it later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's basically it. You know, don't meet your wrestling heroes, especially if they were like from the 80s. I mean, there's a couple of good ones, but the few and far.
Pretty much the top stars, you can guarantee, were weirdos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, that's just how it is.
Yep.
But, you know, I've heard good stories about Flair, too. I've heard that there was a guy at a gym one time told me about he was in Charlotte and he was getting arrested for a DUI and Flair got him out of jail and didn't get him arrested.
How did he do that? Just by being Ric Flair?
Yeah, just by being Ric Flair, you know.
Oh, wow.
Got him out of, like, you know, DUI and got him in a cab, sent him home.
Well, I mean.
So, you know.
That's good.
Just, like, I seen a video shoot of, like, Bam Bam Bigelow when he was alive, and he was talking about hanging out with the WCW guys, and, like, he mentioned Flair, and he's like, just grow up, man. Stop taking it out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're in public. Like, it's just crazy to me. That's your thing. That's like your go-to move. His finisher should have been called the helicopter.
Right. His finishing move should have been the dick move, not Joey Ryan.
Yeah. I swear, I think maybe he could. Yeah, if he wasn't canceled, he could come back and do that move now, you know?
Do you think he was going to go to AEW before this?
I don't know. I'd like some people say he asked to be released because he knew this was coming.
Huh.
You know, so I mean, I don't know. Can't speculate. But somehow you try to tie in Tony Khan to all this stuff, and it was just kind of a weird tweet to me.
Who did?
The Mega Hour account.
Was it? I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No. I don't remember.
Like, Tony Khan was like 10 years old when this plane ride from hell happened.
Oh, okay, I see. And so, you know, people, of course, were like, oh, Vince McMahon employed him and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, yeah, but then, you know, Tony Khan knows all of this about Ric Flair and still chose to be his friend.
He doesn't know all this.
Oh, shit. Don't act like he doesn't know wrestling stories from hanging out with all these wrestlers.
No, every single one of them. Dude, he was like 10 years old when it happened. Like, he's not touching Flair with a 10-foot pole right now. It's not happening.
I don't care how old he was when it happened, but now he's
not. But you're trying to link it. You're trying to take the heat off Vince, and Vince, it happened under his watch. That's what the part I don't get.
Well, I mean,
why didn't Vince punish him? You should be asking yourself that question. Instead of trying to throw Tony Khan into it, for God's sake.
You kind of sound like a robot right now.
No.
Hold on. It's trying to reconnect. Oh, God damn it.
Reconnect it.
So what I was saying, J-Rock, was in that tweet was basically, and you've kind of, you know, rebutted that already, but like, Tony Khan knows about Ric Flair, but still chose to be friends with him. And I was just trying to be like, yeah, okay, Vince McMahon did this, but also, you know, your Lord and Savior Tony Khan did this.
Yeah, he did nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I don't know, man. I guarantee you he would have showed up on AEW tomorrow night if this shit didn't happen.
That's debatable now. We won't know.
I mean, he was already like managing his son-in-law, who is an AEW wrestler down in AAA. It's kind of... Yeah,
I'm surprised you know what AAA is now.
I only know what the hell it is because of Kenny Omega had like four or five different belts, and I was like, what the hell is that? And it's a AAA belt. I'm like, what the hell is AAA?
Right.
And then they're like, oh, it's a Mexican belt. How do you not know that? There's a Mexican company. You're an idiot. Like, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay. So like
just like I got shit for not knowing that Tommy Dreamer was still signed to Impact. Like, how would I know that?
I don't know because, you know, some people watch just all wrestling instead of just one company now.
There's no way that you watch Impact.
Because you got a lot more choices instead of, you know, 10 years ago where there's like just one. You know?
Yeah, I know. But you don't watch Impact.
You know, sometimes if they got a pay-per-view going on.
How do you watch? You pay for their pay-per-views?
It's not that expensive.
I don't know.
If it's a good card, I'll pay for a pay-per-view. So.
In the history of me knowing you, I've never known you to buy an Impact Wrestling pay-per-view.
I'll get like promo codes and stuff and get discounts on it.
Hmm. Yeah.
And like, it, even on the like the Impact app, you can go back and watch old pay-per-views for like free, I think. So.
Oh. Well, I'm sure some of their pay-per-views are worth watching.
Yeah. Download the app and check it out.
No, I'm good.
No, I'm so good.
Have we talked about Adam Cole and Daniel Bryan joining AEW?
No, because we were going to talk about All Out on the last time we tried to record and really couldn't do it. So,
do you even remember what happened at All Out?
I watched All Out like three or four times.
Three or four times?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. And CM Punk wrestled
Darby Allin,
and CM Punk won.
Yeah.
That, was that a good match?
I mean, All Out was like probably one of the best pay-per-views I've watched in like the last 5 or 8 years.
Okay. And then for some reason they had to put a Big Show match on there, right?
Yeah, that was kind of like the all the crowds were like just red hot, and then they put Big Show in to kind of cool it down. because like I think the main event you didn't want the people in the crowd the main event to be like super just worn out and not giving any kind of reaction. I think it was like one of those to kind of cool off the crowd a little bit.
I don't get it.
You wanted to see QT Marshall get chokeslammed anyway.
Yeah, I like Big Show. Like he's done a ton in wrestling, like WCW champion, NWO, you know, and they came in to the WWF and had a big thing with Steve Austin and Vince McMahon and won the WWF title. Right. He's done a lot, and it's just like he's not popular.
Well,
what does his song go like after it says "well" on AEW?
I couldn't tell you. I didn't focus in on it.
What is that guy's name? Mikey Ruckus.
Mikey Ruckus. Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of ripping off.
Oh, he's not ripping. Come
that is a complete rip off. You can't even tell me it's not.
That's what he wanted. He wanted that.
He wanted that.
That's what he requested. Something along those lines. That's what all the wrestlers kind of do. They give their input in.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a ripoff artist now. God, just let the hate go for a second.
It's not hate. It's reality. When WWE has a song, our intro song, for Big Show, and it starts out well.
I don't think it has "well" in it. So anyway, I'm not focused about his goddamn entrance song, for Christ's sake. It's Paul White, but whatever.
Okay.
The first match was Miro, Eddie Kingston. That was a banger. I remember it kicked things off pretty good.
And Miro won that match.
Yeah, Miro won. I think they're having a rematch soon.
They're doing Miro. They're doing Rusev right now. Like he's big enough where he needs to be that freaking killer dominant guy, and that's where he's at right now. So.
He's scary to me right now.
I don't know why they started him out with the video game shit and all that stuff, and being what was he partners with Kip?
I don't like Kip Sabian.
Okay, so like that was, maybe Miro liked that because I know he's into video games and stuff, but that wasn't good for his character. So whoever got a hold of him, they're like, come on, we got to stop this shit. You got to be this huge killer now. Like, that's working for him. That's what Rusev should do all the time.
Well, I was kind of waiting on him to turn on Kip. That's what I really wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Yep, he finally did.
Yep, and then...
Never look back, so...
And Chris Jericho defeated MJF, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird, right?
He made him tap out. Because Jericho was going to, like, lose. I think he's lost 3 times to MJF.
Yeah.
Or something like that. He's lost a lot to him. He's put MJF over. And I was kind of like, well, I don't think he's going to, like, beat him a 4th time. Or maybe a 5th time. He might have beat him 4 times already. I'm not sure. But I can't remember. It's been a while back. All Out was like, God, almost a month ago.
Yeah. Well,
like September is like Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. So a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Yeah, versus Luchadors for the tag team title. I really wanted Luchadors to win. I didn't think they would put them over, but they did.
And that was a big spot fest, right?
What's the spot fest?
You know, where we're like, okay, you go climb up over there and you jump and we're going to stand up here and catch you.
I think it was a spot. It wasn't a spot fest. I mean, it told a pretty good story.
Okay.
Pretty good. It was a really good tag team cage match. Lucha Brothers, man, they're on another level. That's just all there is to it.
Was FTR on the card?
I can't remember.
That's such a shame. Like they didn't get their due in WWE, even though they won.
They had their match at Rampage or something.
Yeah.
And I don't think they weren't on the card.
Is Rampage similar to Sunday Night Heat? Be honest.
I remember watching Sunday Night Heat.
Sunday Night Heat was an hour-long show. You know, kind of just like the mid-carders.
I mean, but no. was it on at 10 o'clock at night, though?
No, I think it was on MTV for a while. I don't remember what time it was on, but...
All they need is an hour. They don't need to put it longer. Just have it an hour, and then that's it.
So,
I mean, Ed Carter, they had Omega and Christian for, like, the title on Rampage. That's where
that was the main event, Omega and Christian, wasn't it?
I think, no, that started off the show. The main event was Britt Baker versus, was it Red Velvet for the title?
No, at All Out I'm talking about.
Oh, for, okay, what now?
So wasn't Christian and Kenny Omega for the world title, the main event?
Yeah, the main event, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And how was that match?
And then, it was a good match. It was, I didn't think Christian would beat him.
No. You know,
because he beat him for Impact, the Impact title, so he has that. But, like, that one-wing angel, like, off that middle rope, that was really awesome. And he kept him safe, too. I was like, man, don't break his neck, you know?
Right.
He's done it. He done it to Sammy Guevara, like, on that Stadium Stampede match, where, like, it was off, like, the stairs into, like, the... like a 20-foot dropper. He kept it safe. You know, that's a pretty safe job by him.
Yeah.
So then after that, that's when Adam Cole came out. Or then was like the Lucha. No, I think it was like Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy. Adam Cole came out, and you know, people lost their minds.
Right.
And then he super kicked Jungle Boy, and then they were just, you know, kind of like yucking it up to the crowd. Then that's when Bryan Danielson, that's when he came out. Everybody lost their shit.
Yep,
they all lost it, and he came in there and he was kicking ass.
And he's got a big match with Kenny Omega tomorrow night, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
At Arthur Ashe.
Yeah. Oh, it's at that Arthur Ashe Stadium, that tennis stadium, huh?
Yeah, I think it's like 18,000.
Is that outdoors?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
It's the tennis. I don't know. I can't. Don't quote me on that. But
yeah.
All Out did a pretty good number of pay per view buys.
Do you know how many they did?
It's what they were saying, somewhere between 225-250.
That's pretty good.
The biggest is like 1999, WCW.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah, please.
The biggest non-WWE.
Yeah, non-WWE, yeah, of course.
Yep, okay. You tried to sneak that by me.
Yeah. Did
you? okay, so everybody's in AEW now.
Not everybody, but a lot of people, you know, some got released and then some just let their contracts expire and they jumped ship.
I know. Adam Cole especially. And Bryan Danielson.
And Bryan Danielson, Adam Cole.
Yep.
Rumors are that, you know, Kevin Owens might jump too.
I don't know. We'll see.
You cannot lose Kevin Owens.
I know this.
Dude is so underrated. Like, you can't lose him. And I think they said Sami Zayn, too. I'm not a big Sami Zayn fan. I'm just not. But I know them two are, like, best friends. Are they best friends?
I love to hate Sami Zayn, so he's okay in my book.
I guess they're friends. But Owens was, like, in a stable with Adam Cole and the Young Bucks.
Yeah, like Mount Rushmore
Rushmore or some shit.
Yeah, something like that.
You know.
Yeah.
Might be on the lookout for that, and then like they turn on Omega. Like, I don't know, but like WWE's got to pull out stops somehow. You know, they got to keep those guys. You got to keep some of your talent. Who's Roman going to beat? He's just going to like just fight himself. you know.
Well, I mean, yeah, I know.
One left.
I can't. I don't think Brock's going to beat him. I don't think Brock will beat Roman Reigns. You know what I think they're going to do? I think they're going to have Roman beat CM Punk's championship. You know how many days he was champion?
Right. Well, yeah. How many times have Roman and Brock had matches?
I know the WrestleMania one. Yeah. I can't think of another one besides that.
Just the WrestleMania one? They have had other ones?
I think, don't quote me on this, but I don't think so.
But who on the earth said that Brock Lesnar was out of shape?
I don't know.
I'd like to smack them in the face because they just can't be like, if that's out of shape.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Yeah, if that's out of shape, I don't have any business taking.
Because he came out there with like flannel and he's got like a top knot. He's got like a kind of a ponytail top knot and
yeah,
and a beard.
He looks even scarier.
It's like, he looks so out of shape. I'm like, what?
I know.
He looks out of shape because he's wearing flannel?
Yeah, that I think that's why they said it, because he was wearing flannel shirt.
Wearing flannel was like kind of baggy, you know? He's like, he looks so out of shape.
Right.
I don't know what the hell you guys are looking at.
Who knows? The one thing I want to go... before I go into the WWE thing and we wrap things up, Adam Cole, he kind of just seems like he's just one of the guys now. And then in WWE, he would have been on his own main event guy. And he left on his own recognizance. I think that's how you say that word, which is fine. But he's just one of the boys now in the Elite.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, all right, he's small. His size kind of holds him back from being a Vince McMahon superstar.
Right.
Okay. But he's very skilled in the ring, and he's very good on the mic.
Right.
I didn't give him a chance because he was in NXT, and I wasn't going to watch NXT. Sorry, I just wasn't.
He's a good-looking dude, too.
Oh, like, my girl was like, he looks like Tom Cruise. And like, I'm looking and he's like smiling. I'm like, he kind of does when he smiles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's got himself a good looking woman, too.
Yeah. I can't comment too much on that, but I agree. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's good in the ring. Like, he's good in the ring.
I saw a clip of
Soho.
Yeah. Ruby Soho said, you know, jabbing at her and saying, you're just like everybody else I knew, like banging one of the boys in the back.
Yeah,
you know, like, yeah. And she actually is, you know, so it's like,
that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well, Ruby Soho's getting a push. She debuted at All Out too. I forgot about that. There's just a lot of debuts going on at that pay-per-view.
Yeah. No, Ruby Soho, that's a good get for the women's division. That's for sure.
Well, that song, man, that song by Rancid, it gets stuck in your head now.
I don't know it.
The song. I mean, the lead singer let her use that song, from what I heard. Tony Khan didn't buy it. The lead singer was like, you can use this song.
Oh, really? Well, I mean, it's probably a good business decision on his part.
They're friends or whatever, but like, that song was like back popular in the 90s, back in the day. I come here with that. I could get it. If time it comes on, I'm like, I'm going to go to the Apple store and buy it. And then I just forget. But then, you know, it comes on again.
Yeah.
Maybe one day I'll buy it. I'm not really like punk rock, but, you know, it's a good song.
Uh-huh. So, okay. So, WWE news. We have a new WWE champion. Big E cashed in on Bobby Lashley. You got any thoughts on Big E being champion?
I think they were kind of hinting with that like all day Monday before it happened on Raw.
Yeah, Big E even tweeted that he was going to cash in.
Yeah. A lot of people saying they were just doing that, trying to, you know, beat Monday Night Football or not lose the ratings for Monday Night Football, what they call hot shotting. I don't know, but I mean, good for him. He finally got one.
Yeah, I for some reason I just did not see him as WWE champion. I mean, I'm glad he's champion. I mean, he seems like he's a really good dude, and I don't think we're gonna hear stories about him 20 years from now about he was doing the helicopter on an airplane. But
you gotta give him a push. You can't just have him be tag team champions forever.
I know. I know.
You got to see who else is going to be champion besides Roman. You know, we got to find out.
And I don't know if you watched yesterday's Raw. I got to see a little bit of it. It was New Day versus the Bloodline. I mean, that's a pretty good matchup. And then at the very end of Raw, the main event was Roman versus Big E versus Lashley. Uh-huh. I mean, that's huge in itself. And Roman won, of course.
Right.
Because that dude just can't lose. Yeah, and it was good. And there was a... And speaking of, similar to what Ruby Soho and Britt Baker did, Alexa Bliss and Charlotte had a little war of words, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like... Charlotte Flair goes, you know, hit the signature, woo! And she goes... Alexa Bliss said, that's not even your thing. Like, that's not even yours. And Charlotte Flair said something, let's not talk about gimmick infringement.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yep. Maybe not have been word for word, but basically that's what it was.
I think I was watching like SmackDown a couple weeks ago, and at the end of the show, Finn Balor's like Demon King.
Yes.
Came out. Well, it was like all red lights and stuff, and and it was like, oh my god, it cannot be. And I thought it was gonna be Bray.
I like for a second I was like, god, I hope so. But like, in my back of my mind I was like, it's the Demon King.
God, it cannot be. I can't believe it. And it's like, it's just Finn Balor like dressed up in body paint crawling on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I guess that's cool, that's whatever. But I thought for sure, I'm like, if this is Bray, I know Cam's going to, like, lose his mind. He's just going to go crazy.
Yeah.
Much to the chagrin, it just wasn't true.
Yeah, it's just Finn Balor and body paint.
How is Finn Balor going to beat Roman? That's not, like, that's not even that realm, right?
Well, Finn Balor can't, but when he puts body paint on, it's possible.
Finn Balor is ripped to shit, but he's like 190. He's like 190 pounds.
Yeah, he looks like he's maybe 5'8", but yeah. You know, but
right, and then Roman 275, 6'5". In the wrestling world, I don't know. It doesn't.
I mean, stranger things have happened.
You
but.
Don't. Yeah, like. You know, Finn and Seth, yes, I can see Finn winning. I just can't see him beating Roman.
Right. And then, like, people kind of got pissed off because WWE already started advertising for that stupid Saudi Arabia pay-per-view about being Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. And people are like, well, thanks a lot for telling me who already won between the Demon King and Roman Reigns. Like, what did you actually think was going to happen?
I gotta give those Bloodline shirts. They're pretty nice. I gotta give them props on those shirts.
You like those shirts?
Yeah, I do actually.
I kind of like the white one better. I don't know, but
I haven't seen the white one. I seen the black one with the red on it. That's a good shirt.
Yeah, that's cool. I probably won't get it just because I feel weird with having other dudes on my shirt, but it's cool.
Oh yeah. Okay, GW. Remember that, GW? I won't go buy your shirt. You've got your faces on it, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Then I made the other shirt that said, we're totally not gay. And I think, he's got that shirt. And I think Mark's got one. I think Mark's got one, too.
I don't remember. Yeah, he bought it. GW bought it. Yeah, he did. Shout out to GW Gross. You won't listen to the show, but we appreciate it, man.
Come on, GW. Come out of retirement. You could be like our third co-host, bro.
Yeah. I tried to get him and Raul at the same time to get the, you know, the Not Another Bears pod reunion back. But
yeah.
GW just is retired and he's sticking to it for now. But, you know, maybe he's like CM Punk. He'll be out for a while and then he'll come back.
Well, you're going to have to be Tony Khan in this instance right here.
Yeah, I know. I have to show him the money.
And get him out of retirement.
Yeah, I know.
We were trying to talk about SummerSlam because it's been that long ago.
I know. SummerSlam happened and John Cena lost and now he's gone.
He's gone. He can't pop your ratings back up again on Raw.
But the thing that really like popped me as a wrestling fan was Edge's entrance using the Brood and then changing back to, you know, his original theme. Oh my God, that was so amazing.
That was pretty badass.
Loved it so much.
Yeah.
And that was I loved that match. Like Seth and Edge, they put on quote unquote bangers of matches. So I think Edge is going to be gone for a while now. I don't know why, but I read that he is going to be gone for maybe a couple months.
For what?
I'm not sure what it was, but I know like he left in an ambulance.
Is that? Are you sure? Like Seth didn't botch that move again, or
no? He didn't botch that move again. No.
We'll see.
Yeah. So, but the WWE did have like a super show in Madison Square Garden, and
wait a minute. The squash match with Becky coming back.
Oh yeah. Bianca Belair and
Bianca.
Yeah, that was an interesting decision.
Why couldn't they just have a match? You know.
Here's the thing, like
maybe 5 minutes at least.
Here's the thing, like Bianca Belair, like this is how I think WWE is like trying to like tell this story, is like she wasn't ready for Becky. Like Becky is a multiple time champion. You know, she was one time the biggest star in the business. And, you know, like I can't, like it'd be like fighting, like you're training for a UFC fight, right? And you're training against a guy that's like maybe 2-1, right? But then all of a sudden that 2-1 guy is out, and out comes, you know, Brock Lesnar. Like you're not going to beat Brock Lesnar because you're not prepared for him.
He's not like physical. Like Bianca's like way stronger than Becky physically.
But that's besides the point. What I'm trying to say is that caliber of a pro wrestler that Becky Lynch is, like she wasn't prepared for her. Like keep this kayfabe as possible.
I don't know. It's like Spike Dudley like choke slamming Brock Lesnar or something, and then winning the match.
But Bianca is still like she'll get her win. I mean, but you know what? It seems like Becky Lynch's like gimmick now is she's kind of just doing her husband's gimmick. You know, coming out in these flashy clothes and kind of acting weird. You know, like. I really like Seth Rollins in the ring when he's wrestling, but like the Messiah gimmick and this gimmick he's doing now, I'm just kind of like, I don't know.
Oh, the drip.
Yeah, the drip stuff.
God, him and Morrison, they were just killing that word, bro. They were just using it over and over.
Oh, God.
The drip, Johnny Drip, is that what they called him?
Johnny Drip Drip, yep.
Johnny Drip Drip, yes.
Yeah, and if they could get rid of the squirt guns on Raw, like, just get rid of that, please. Like, you're making my job hard by using the squirt guns.
If they could just get rid of, you know, Raw. So.
No. The last couple Raws have been really good.
I don't really think they had no choice because they were going against Monday Night Football, so they got to up their game a little bit.
Yeah, well, good. Good. Yeah. You know, good. So, I don't know. I might check out Omega versus Danielson tomorrow night. I might. I can't promise you, but I might.
It's a pretty stacked card. You know, it's free TV. It's like one of those super shows that was in the deal, the new deal for, I think, a couple super shows on TNT.
Yeah,
they switch over to TBS or whatever. I think a couple going to be on TNT maybe.
Okay,
I'm not sure, but the card looks pretty good. I can't remember like off. I think it's Britt is going to Who has she been having a feud with? I can't remember. Oh, Ruby. Yeah, Ruby.
Yep.
It's Ruby. Then Omega and Danielson. That's gonna be a banger match. Like, that's, I know everyone wants to give Omega shit, but you know, he was voted Wrestler of the Year, and also a lot of people outside of the company have him as a dream match, as a dream match opponent. So, you know, they've got to stand for something a little bit, right?
I suppose, yeah.
I suppose. Of course, it's true.
I don't know. Whatever. Oh, trying to think of anything else WWE noteworthy. I mean, it's just kind of like, I could try to remember things from SummerSlam more in detail, but
no, we watched that show in New York, the Super Show in New York.
Yeah. So I thought that was a really fun show. It was awesome. They brought out that Trey Wayne in New York.
Trey Young.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Who the hell is Trey Wayne? I don't know. But then, did you see what happened after the show went off the air?
No.
John Cena came out and had a match.
Against who?
I don't know who it was.
But why are you bringing Cena out after the show?
Well, I mean, they don't really have a storyline for Cena now because he's not going to be involved. So it would be silly to put him on TV.
It's never silly to not put Cena on TV in a match. That's like one of your cash cows that draw.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, you're right.
It didn't make any sense. It's like, oh, you know, Hulk Hogan's in the house. He's going to have a dark match.
Yeah.
We're not going to put it on TV, though.
They did that a couple times with him.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
With Cena or with Hogan?
Cena.
Yeah, that just don't make any sense. I know. Maybe that's his request.
It could be. I don't know.
I mean, anytime you got Cena in the building, you got to put him on TV. That's just how it goes. You got to do that.
Yeah. Anyway, so I don't know, man. So we touched on the AEW and the WWE football, me getting the kicked out of me, you being drained at work.
Well, we didn't really go through that, but yeah.
Yeah. So
some of the rumors are that Bray Wyatt is going to make his AEW debut at the next pay-per-view. How do you feel about that?
I don't feel good about that, to be honest with you. I loved the Fiend character so much, as it's well documented on the show and in my tweets. And it was the dumbest decision WWE has made in years to release him. The dumbest. And I still can't wrap my head around them releasing him. Like, there's got to be something else to it. Like, Bray wanted to be released. Or something like that. And I don't know why he would want to be released, because The Fiend was such an awesome character. So I will feel weird. And I'm sure he'll be the leader of the Dark Order. And that's what Brody Lee would want. And all that stuff. You know. And
well, there's only... Like, I didn't think anyone could replace Brody as a leader. Honestly. But after Bray got released, I mean, it makes sense.
Then that could totally rejuvenate this whole Dark Order storyline then, right?
Yeah, because, like, you know, right now it was going to be like Hangman was going to be like their little misfit cousin or something, you know, someone they could root for and be friends with. But you know, he left because he was having a kid.
Yeah.
Or, you know, he wasn't physically having a kid, but...
Right.
I mean, it makes sense for Bray to take it over if they, you know, they do it the right way. And Brody's like honor.
I wonder if they'll do like a Fiend type character with him.
I don't want no supernatural shit. I think I got tired of it after Matt Hardy briefly did it for AEW.
Yeah, but you have a wrestling dinosaur.
Yeah, but he doesn't have videos, you know, like promos and stuff of him like hanging out with other dinosaurs.
Yeah, and Abaddon.
Yeah, but they're not featured superstar. I mean, maybe Lucha, but Abaddon's not. She's not a featured superstar. There's not storylines with Abaddon.
I wonder if she's hot in real life. I don't know.
She is hot.
Have you seen her without her makeup?
Oh, yeah.
Really? I'm going to have to look her up because I don't. Her makeup is so good. She's disgusting to me.
You need to check out Jamie Hayter from in Britt's little stable right now.
Oh, didn't she show up at All Out?
Yeah. No. She showed up a couple of weeks before All Out.
And like, I saw that and like, she was like disguised or something like that. And she took off her.
Yeah, that was the Pittsburgh Rampage.
Yeah. And it's like, did people know who she was?
No, I mean, I knew she changed her look dramatically, like honestly. But like she was on a couple episodes of Dynamite when it first started.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed her right off the bat, but like she went back over to Japan and got stuck over there during the pandemic and just kind of stayed there. And she apparently all she did was work out because, man, she's freaking ripped.
And it was just kind of a weird like introduction to her for me because it's like you think it was gonna be like a known wrestler and she like takes off the disguise and it's like, who are you? I don't know you.
Of course you won't know who she is. People thought it was Becky for a minute.
Well, yeah, that's what it kind of, that vibe kind of like when you had to take like a second look, like, because, you know, from afar, you know, it could have been her. But
that was never going to be Becky.
No, yeah.
But I didn't know she changed her hair color. I mean, I know she went blonde, but I didn't know she grew her hair out like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Send her Thunder Rosa. She changes up her ring gear quite a lot, you know. And a while back, she posted like, "What colors could I, you know, put together for my ring gear?" You know.
Yeah.
And you know, people were commenting and stuff, and they're like, "I did. I commented, but it was like the UNC colors, like blue and black, and then like a white, and then like Oscar comments, not a chance, right? And guess what happened?"
Oh my god,
guess what happened? It was kind of similar. That she put gold instead of white.
Oh really?
It was the baby blue, and then it was the black, and then the gold. And then, like I said at the Oscar, I'm like, there you go, she listened,
man. He is not, your troll.
Not even no chance.
It's not even close.
I'm like, I'm just minding my business, and Oscar just swoops in. No way, no chance.
Do you think he's got like your tweets like on like notification every time you tweet? And he's like, looks at it. He's like, let's see if I control this.
man, yes, 100%. All right, so yeah, I think we went a little bit longer.
All right, well,
which is a bad thing. We hadn't done a show in a while. We'll push it out later on.
Yeah. So shout out to. People that listen to our show. We got Buck, we got Mark, we got Mariana Z, we got Georgia, we got Ducky. There's another guy. It's like he tweets us quite a bit. He's got like an avi of like Cutler, I think.
Cutler?
But I think his picture is of Cutler, but I'll have to remember and shout him out the next show because he like interacts with us and stuff like that.
Mikey Tristan. Who's a big fan of Arby's, by the way, thanks to me.
Yeah, there you go. And the many more that listen to us, we'll try to shout you out the next time. So, anyway, J-Rock, it was great talking to you again and finally doing a show of the Mega Power Hour.
All right, so I'm going to take a sleeping pill and go to bed.
All right, buddy. Have a good night.
Later.